Come next year, primary school students will begin sitting the primary exit profile, PEP, the new exam to determine how they matriculate to the secondary level. PEP replaces the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, and ushers in a new format for evaluating the performance of primary school children. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean and Manager of the Student Assessment Unit in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Terri-Ann Thomas-Gale, recently visited JIS Radio's Studio 58A to share details about the rollout of PEP. We bring you an excerpt of their interview with host Vanessa Silvera.
What the PEP will do is to develop a profile for each student starting from grade 4. So from grade 4, we will have an idea as to how our students are performing in the different areas. And so, for example, we had our grade 4 literacy and numeracy, which would be done at grade 4. This will now form a part of PEP. So the first assessments by way of the performance tasks that will be done in grade 4 will, as it were, effectively replace the grade 4 literacy and numeracy assessment. So our teachers will have this information, which of course they will be able to review and to do the necessary intervention as our students move to grade 5, where again, they will complete performance tasks in the four key areas of mathematics, English language, social studies, and science. And as they move to grade 6, they will be assessed performance task, yes, for two of the areas, and also an ability test, because Jamaica has to agree with us that we must assess the actual general abilities of our students to ensure that they are on par with what is happening internationally. And of course, there is a curriculum-based test, which is only based on the curriculum for grade 6, and this is expected to be done towards the latter part of April in grade 6. So effectively, we will have a series of assessments that will be done from grade 4 through to grade 6, instead of us having just one assessment that is done on grade on the work that they would have done over 3 years and is tested in grade 6, which of course would have limited the students' chances to maximize their potential in getting themselves ready for the secondary level.
We actually have a mock exam this year, right? Mrs. Thomas-Gale, tell me about that. What will the students be doing?
The performance task for grades 4 and 5 will be done June this year. The grade 4s will do their performance task in language arts and mathematics. That will be done on the 22nd of June. And the grade 5s will do their performance task, science and social studies, language arts and math. And that will be done June 18th. And 19th.
But the grade 6 students are just focusing on GSAT. So no mock exams
for
them.
No mock exam for the students in grade 6. Only those students though, Vanessa, those students who are currently in grade 6 and their date of birth is 2006 and below, they did not sit the grade 6 exam, that's GSAT. Those students will sit the performance task at grade 5. Because the mock performance task is to expose them to what a performance task actually is.
All right. Outline the difference, the main differences between GSAT and PEP. And why are we having a PEP? Is there something that GSAT couldn't solve while we're having the primary exit profile?
All right. As Dr. McLean said earlier, we had a change in the national standards curriculum. And because of the change in the curriculum requires a different form of assessment. And this form of assessment is the primary exit profile. GSAT had its merit, and we had GSAT for over 19 years, and the curriculum changed, the demands of the society has changed, and in so meeting the demands of society, we have to change the way in which we assess our students leaving the primary level into the secondary level.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean and Manager of the Student Assessment Unit in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Terri-Ann Thomas-Gale, in a recent interview with Vanessa Silvera inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service /Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.